This is the New American Bible, the Old Testament, continuing with the book of Exodus, chapter 6. Then the Lord answered Moses, Now you shall see what I will do to Pharaoh. Forced by my mighty hand, he will send them away. Compelled by my outstretched arm, he will drive them from his land. God also said to Moses, I am the Lord. As God the Almighty, I appeared to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But my name, Lord, I did not make known to them. I also established my covenant with them, to give them the land of Canaan, the land in which they were living as aliens. And now that I have heard the groaning of the Israelites, whom the Egyptians are treating as slaves, I am mindful of my covenant. Therefore, say to the Israelites, I am the Lord. I will free you from the forced labor of the Egyptians, and will deliver you from their slavery. I will rescue you by my outstretched arm, and with mighty acts of judgment. I will take you as my own people, and you shall have me as your God. You will know that I, the Lord, am your God, when I free you from the labor of the Egyptians, and bring you into the land which I swore to give to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I will give it to you as your own possession. I, the Lord. But when Moses told this to the Israelites, they would not listen to him, because of their dejection and hard slavery. Then the Lord said to Moses, Go and tell Pharaoh, king of Egypt, to let the Israelites leave his land. But Moses protested to the Lord, If the Israelites would not listen to me, how can it be that Pharaoh will listen to me, poor speaker that I am? Still, the Lord, to bring the Israelites out of Egypt, spoke to Moses and Aaron, and gave them his orders regarding both the Israelites and Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Genealogy of Moses and Aaron. These are the heads of the ancestral houses. The sons of Reuben, the firstborn of Israel, were Hanok, Palu, Hezron, and Carmi. These are the clans of Reuben. The sons of Simeon were Jemuel, Jamin, Ohad, Jachin, Zohar, and Shaul, who was the son of a Canaanite woman. These are the clans of Simeon. The names of the sons of Levi, in their genealogical order, are Gershon, Kohath, and Merari. Levi lived 137 years. The sons of Gershon, as heads of clans, were Libni and Shimei. The sons of Kohath were Amram, Izhar, Hebron, and Uziel. Kohath lived 133 years. The sons of Merari were Mahli and Mushi. These are the clans of Levi in their genealogical order. Amram married his aunt Jochebed, who bore him Aaron, Moses, and Miriam. Amram lived 137 years. The sons of Izhar were Korah, Nepheg, and Zikri. The sons of Uziel were Mishael, Elzaphan, and Sithri. Aaron married Aminadab's daughter, Elishaba, the sister of Nashon. She bore him Nadab, Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. The sons of Korah were Asir, Elkanah, and Abiasaph. These are the clans of the Korahites. Aaron's son, Eleazar, married one of Putiel's daughters, who bore him Phinehas. These are the heads of the ancestral clans of the Levites. This is the Aaron, and this the Moses, to whom the Lord said, Lead the Israelites from the land of Egypt, company by company. These are the ones who spoke to Pharaoh, king of Egypt, to bring the Israelites out of Egypt, the same Moses and Aaron. Moses and Aaron before Pharaoh. On the day the Lord spoke to Moses in Egypt, he said, I am the Lord. Repeat to Pharaoh, king of Egypt, all that I tell you. But Moses protested to the Lord, Since I am a poor speaker, how can it be that Pharaoh will listen to me?